Hello, everyone. This is the seventh podcast of the KBS Kyoto Project team, podcasting from the Karasuma Kamicho Jamachi on this, the 18th of November. The red and yellow leaves of autumn are at their most beautiful at this time of year in Kyoto. Most people have a three-day weekend this week, and many tourists are expected to come to Kyoto to enjoy their time off. I hope that you, too, have made plans to enjoy a trip to Kyoto. Coming up, the schedule of seasonal events in Kyoto this week. Headline Kyoto. On November 23rd, starting at 2 o'clock p.m., Shokaku-an, which is located inside Tofukuji Temple, will have a Fude Kuyo ceremony. In the grounds of the temple, there is a tomb for brushes known as a Fudezuka. And on this day, a special ceremony for old pens, brushes, and pencils is held. Prayers of gratitude are offered, and wishes to be able to write better are made. To get to Tofukuji Temple, you can take the JR Nara Line or the Keihan Railway and get off at Tofukuji Station. Tofukuji Temple is crowded from morning to evening with tourists, as it is also well known for its maple trees and momiji-colored maple leaves. The area of Tofukuji Temple to Senyuji Temple is very famous for its ceramics and pottery. From November 21st to November 29th, there will be a big pottery sale. This will be held from 10 o'clock a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. So you can enjoy both the viewing of the changing of the leaves as well as the pottery sale. To get to Senyuji Temple, take Kyoto City bus number 208 and get off at Senyuji Street. For 3 days, from November 21st to November 23rd, Nijo Castle Garden will be open to the public. A special demonstration of old-style Japanese falcon hunting will be given. To get to Nijo Castle, take the subway Tozai line to Nijo Jomai Station. That is all for this week's headlines, and now for upcoming events in Kyoto. As this week is the height of the Momiji maple leaf season in Kyoto, I'd like to tell you about some good light-up illumination spots where you can best view the beautiful fall foliage. Located in Arashiyama in the western part of Kyoto, Hogon-in in Tenryuji Temple will have a light-up illumination event until Sunday, December 6th. Take a stroll in the garden. With its abundance of maple trees, which will be lit up from 5 o'clock p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Popular in the northern part of Kyoto is the light-up event at Hosen-in in Ohara. Described as being just like a scene from a framed picture, you can also enjoy a drink of matcha green tea. It will be held daily until Monday, November 30th, from 5:45 a.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Shoren-in Temple in Higashiyama is currently exhibiting the Buddhist painting Aofudo, which has been designated a national treasure. Special nighttime viewing will be available from 6 o'clock p.m. to 9:30 p.m. until Monday, December 14th. Also of note is their garden, which was made famous by the famous Edo-era gardener Enshu Kabori. To get there, take city bus number 5 to Jingu Michi. Special night viewing will be held at Kiyomizudera Temple daily from 6:30 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. until Sunday, December 6th. Within Kiyomizudera, you can also enjoy the Garden of Joju-in, the beauty of which has led to it being called the Garden of the Moon. It will also be open daily from 6:30 p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. until December 6th. That is all for this week's headlines and light-up illumination event information in Kyoto. This has been AJ Moreno for Kyoshin's Universal Campus English School. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Excuse me, where's Kyoto Station?
Yeah,
do you know how to get there?
Yeah,
私に任せて。 OK. Walk down this street for about 10 minutes. When you get to the corner, turn left you will see the big station building in front of you.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
どこでそんな英語を習ったの？
こんな子供に育てたいなら、共振ユニバーサルキャンパスへ。